Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves should you choose. You can also choose to just listen. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Of course, we'll talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind. And we always bring stuff to the table to discuss as well. So, again, you can take control here. Bring up whatever it is that you like. Let's see. So I want to start tonight with an update on a story that we did a while back, several months ago, I think at least, in Alabama, where there's an older couple. Well, I guess they're not a couple anymore because one of them has passed away. And she's actually been dead for several years. But the story, if you may recall, if you were with us several months ago, was about an elderly gentleman who had his wife buried in his front yard.
And this apparently is not done where he is. I mean, this is the people...
Meaning it is done?
Yeah, it's done by some people. Not by everybody by any stretch, but it's done by some people in his area that they bury folks in the front yard. And frankly, that's what I'd want too. Where I live, I like my property. I'd like to be buried there.
Right, and it's your family, it's your wife, your husband, or whomever, in whichever case, and you should be able to make decisions like that with your property, if it is indeed your property. But it's stories like this one that I'm about to share with you that should make it pretty evident that it's not, in point of fact, your property after all. You're just the little person who's allowed to take care of the property.
The serf?
Yes. If you don't take care of the property in the way that you think, or that rather the people calling themselves the government or the city or the town or the state believe that you should, then they will come in with men with guns and they will take the property from you. Or they'll put you in a cage and then give the property to their buddies or the highest bidder or something to that extent. So I'm going to give you the update here from the AP on this story because this man was willing to go all the way, if I recall correctly, if I'm recalling when we talked about the story originally.
He seemed very dedicated, yeah.
This was something that meant a lot to him, the idea of having his wife on his own property. Now, he had a kind of a house on a main street in this little Alabama town, so the argument from the town was that, you know, well, this is on Main Street. We can't be having a grave. On Main Street.
Another grave on Main Street.
So, Stevenson, Alabama is the report here. Weeping relatives watched as the body of an Alabama woman was exhumed from her front yard on Friday, a bitter end for her husband who fought to keep her remains buried there. With husband James Davis, his five children, and some grandchildren standing by the log home, a crew unearthed the body of Patsy Davis.
It's a log home on Main Street. I mean, I don't know what... I just want to make it clear there are a lot of Main Streets in the United States, and some are more Main than others.
Well, I don't really care personally where the house is located. To me, it's all about property rights and the ability for people to make decisions for themselves. In this case, this is a horrifying story. I mean, the idea that your wife has been buried since 2009, and now some busybody, officious, meddlesome bureaucrats who believe they know what's best are now having some crew of workers, and I don't know if they're a private crew that was hired by the city or they're city workers, but either way, they should be ashamed of themselves. Come here and literally unearth someone's body after it has been in the ground for 4 years. I find that just absolutely despicable.
It's pretty crazy.
Now, we go on here with the story. So they unearthed Patsy Davis from beside the front porch, flowers still atop her tombstone. Workers used a loud winch to lift a concrete vault containing the casket and body out of the ground. Daughter Rita Webb burst into tears as a cable slipped with a loud clang. It was all over in about an hour, a contrast to the 4 years of court hearings, orders, and appeals. James, who is now 74 years old, says she would not believe what they did to her because she never deserved this.
You know, they might. The city would have looked a lot better if they just waited till James died.
He is 74, and that's probably, what, just above the average age of death for a man in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know what the average age in Alabama is, but, you know, whatever, it probably would have been easier for everybody.
You might be right about that, Mark, but then again, I'm sure the kids wouldn't have appreciated what they would have done at that point. So had they waited for James to die, maybe their son or daughter or both or whatever would be upset by the idea that the city now wants to come in and because I imagine James would want to be buried in that same plot.
That ain't going to happen.
And so therefore, I think the court battles would likely have continued at that point. But maybe, you know, the children would be easier to just give in or something like that. Perhaps sure. That's what you're getting at. So James and Patsy were married for 48 years, but she died in 2009 after years of health problems. James said it was his wife's dying wish to remain at their house, located on one of the busiest streets in Tiny Stevenson, an old railroad town in Alabama's northeastern corner, with about 2,600 residents. The city refused permission for Davis to bury his wife in the yard, but he did it anyway. You know why? Because that's what she wanted him to do. That was their agreement that they had together. I guess he didn't really think, or they didn't really think when they were in love with one another for 48 years of their lives, to check their plans with the city. Well, we do want to be buried here, but boy, we should really check with the city first and make sure that's okay. We have to ask the council if it's all right with them, if we can do what we want with our own property. And for our love, you know, to display our love for one another. We need to make sure that's all right with the city fathers. I mean, how insulting that idea is. The city, of course, refused the permission, and the city sued at that point to remove the grave, and a county judge agreed. Alabama's Supreme Court effectively ended the case last month by refusing to overturn the decision. Davis, who previously vowed his wife's remains would never be removed while he was alive, said he didn't think he would live to see them unearthed. The remains are being cremated and placed into an urn, which Davis says he'll keep at home. Says, I'm adjusting to what's going on. I've come to the realization that in the end, Mama winds up ashes anyway, as we all go back to dust. Neighbor Phyllis Matthews watched as the vault containing the casket was raised from the ground. She said, I'm sorry for the family, what they're going through. I lost my mother back in April. I'd hate to think it was my mother they were digging up, but she's buried in a cemetery. City Attorney Parker Edmondson did not attend the exhumation, but he said during a hearing earlier in the week that Davis buried the woman at home despite the city's opposition. Quote, he said it was easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, and that's what he did. The sheriff and deputy were on hand to make sure there weren't any problems, and there weren't. While Davis called the exhumation a travesty, Jackson County Circuit Judge Jennifer Holt ruled that state law gives cities the right to regulate and prohibit private burials.
Yeah, they called his bluff.
They called whose bluff?
James's. James said
that he would die before this happened.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe that was important to them because he made himself a national figure. We talked about him here on Free Talk Live,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't brook that kind of insubordination, and so they had to do something about it.
Davis disagreed, saying this never should have happened. I broke no laws.
So I have, you know, I mean, I just think about this and I wonder, is there anything, Ian, that you can't do on your property? I mean, you know, what these people are saying, what the city here is saying, the town here is saying, is that, look, we're trying to change the rules. We're trying to make it so that people can't bury their loved ones on their property anymore. They used to be able to, and you can see the tension that would occur in changing the rules. And I'm just wondering, is there anything that this guy can't do on his property?
Well, I think that anything that would violate the rights of another property owner would be something he couldn't do. So pollute his land to where, you know, the pollution would pollute somebody else's land. I don't think he could do that. You could also argue that noise pollution could be an issue as well. So anything that would again, cross the rights of another individual, burying your wife on your property doesn't bother anybody's rights.
And what I also, you know, one of my thoughts is that you would say that, you know, if you want rules in your community that you should, you know, find a, you know, deed-restricted community and that kind of thing.
If you don't want some old gentleman burying his wife in the front yard, then go move into a deed-restricted neighborhood where no digging is allowed.
Doesn't it kind of, I mean, weren't towns essentially the first deed-restricted communities? Isn't that the idea? We'll incorporate and we'll have our own little rules?
I really don't know what the ideas were. Certainly some towns may have been created with the idea of, hey, let's control everybody and get money from them.
Man, this is some success to that.
855-450-FREE. You can take control. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
From Midas Resources. Today, November 19th, 2013, gold opened at $12.78. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.2458, $6.6229 for a half ounce, or $3.3115 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.2458, $6.6229, and $3.3115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. Maybe you're somebody who thinks the city was right in this instance we're talking about in Alabama with a elderly couple. One of them passed away in 2009. The town told the man he could not bury his wife in the front yard or anywhere on their property for that matter because, well, they're the government and they know what's best and they have determined where you may bury people. He went through the process of doing it anyway. In fact, it wasn't like he just threw a body in a hole in the ground. The dude basically made a concrete chamber for the coffin that would then go into the concrete
Is that sepulcher?
A what?
Sepulcher?
Sepulcher.
Sepulcher? I don't know. You tell me. What is that? What is a sepulcher?
I believe it is. That's what it is.
All right. Well,
I think so.
Feel free to look it up.
Or mausoleum.
And, yeah, mausoleum, I think, would be in a...
Mausoleum's above the ground, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe. We should stop parsing terms here.
And you have to walk into a mausoleum, or can a mausoleum be small enough to just hold a coffin? Anyway, my point being that the body wasn't buried in a way that some late-night digging animal could come in and, you know, pull the body out halfway out of the grave and nibble on it or something like that. It was pretty well buried in there within concrete. But nonetheless, the city, in all of their wisdom, determined that this man was in violation, and they will be exhuming this woman and probably sending him a bill, I would imagine. I wonder what the details are of the crew that did the dirty work in this case. Who's going to pay them to do this? Because certainly the man had no interest in having his wife's body exhumed, but they did it anyway. We'd love to have your thoughts. Maybe you think the town is in the right. Maybe you think this guy is out of line by burying his wife in the front yard. You are welcome to dial in toll-free. Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Here's the choice you make every time you drink a cup of coffee. And it's an important choice, and you just don't even know you're making it. The fact is, you're choosing, in most cases, to drink a cup of coffee that came from a coffee plantation in some third world country where they clear cut the forest, took it all down, they put out the coffee that should be grown in the shade, out in the sun. They have special breeds that are more sun hardy. Then the topsoil washes away. They use the herbicides and the pesticides on it in the same country. They likely don't have unleaded gas, so the lead gets in the soil. You're drinking, because coffee is one of the most absorbent crops on earth, right behind tobacco. It's number two, as I understand it. Number two most absorbent crop. You're drinking all that stuff in, and then, you know, around Christmas time or whatever, you start feeling bad for how good of a life you have. You donate some money to poor people in another country who've had their topsoil washed away because you're drinking the coffee. Or you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can drink coffee that is shade-grown in a sustainable manner, that's 100% organic, and it's top 1% Arabica grade. It's fairly traded. The price? Mid-range. It's mid-range, and it'll be delivered to your door on a regular basis. You have to select. On a regular basis, and you never have to think about coffee again, because you're making the right choice, getting the best coffee, and helping us to supply 100 microloans via World Vision to people to be able to have their own coffee farms, their own little co-op coffee farm. And it's awesome, and it gives them a real opportunity to not ask for anything. They're earning something with dignity. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Get involved. This is the reason I did. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
You just did a really detailed Edgington post that I imagine you just put up moments ago.
I did.
On our SoundCloud. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and you'll see Mark's Edgington post there where you interviewed Jeff Erickson from Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Right, and I forgot, one thing I forgot to mention is Jeff is giving a free pound of coffee for you to try this out. I mean, yeah, I've made a pretty good case for it here, but obviously, the case is made in the tasting. Go try the coffee. You have to pay for cover shipping, but he'll cover the pound at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. The story, again, about the gentleman, elderly gentleman, who has exhumed, it wasn't his choice, the city, has exhumed his wife from his front lawn, and I just find this to be an absolutely horrifying and outrageous story, and also very, very sad. This man did not think this was actually going to come down. He really didn't think they would do it, I don't think. Maybe when he was talking about how he didn't expect to live to see this happen, it almost sounded like he was threatening them. It almost sounded like, you know, he's going to throw his body in front of the caterpillar or whatever it is that they brought out to.
That's a name brand, but I don't think you should go besmirch the good name of Caterpillar simply because somebody used an excavator to get this woman out.
Excavator, there you go. So,
you know the difference between an excavator and a backhoe?
No.
No, you didn't even know that there were two things that were even similar, did you?
What's the difference?
Backhoe's on the back of a tractor. But that's the same thing.
Okay, gotcha. So anyway, it sounded like almost that he was being, you know, willing to die for this when the story was initially written. Clearly, he wasn't, and that's a good thing. It certainly would not be worth hurting these poor, pathetic government bureaucrats as they destroy, you know, a sacred site. You want to talk about sacred things to people, one of those things would probably be wherever it is you buried your loved one of 48 years. But no, we're just going to go in there with our excavator and just tear up the ground, pull your wife's body out in front of the whole town to see.
You make it sound so bad, Ian.
It is bad.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Imagine this happening to somebody you spent your life with.
Uh-huh.
And that you spent the time and money. You know, this guy built a concrete box to put this coffin in. This was something he planned out. You know, there's a gravestone there, and there's flowers on that gravestone. This is not something that he has not forgotten about.
Well, the flowers were actually still in the coffin, as they said, that it had been so relatively recent.
No, it was on the gravestone.
Gravestone.
Sorry about that.
But just try to imagine how you would feel about this. Now, how should he maybe have handled this? What would you have done differently? If you were in his position, well, I can tell you, I would have had a video camera on hand there to get the faces and hopefully the names of each individual, whoever they were, that were hired to do this horrible task, and put them on YouTube and make sure that their families know what they did to this guy. What else? Anything else that could have been done differently?
That's
here?
Pretty good. I'd recommend going to alcor.com and having your head lopped off like I'm going to when you die, and that way your brain can be frozen.
What
you can be brought back to life.
What does this have to do with
because
the story?
There's no way. I'm not going to be buried, so this isn't going to be a problem. They're just going to, you know, cremate the remains of my body.
Is this a, you know, is this an advertiser?
No, it's not an advertiser. I'm just saying that that's what I would do. You're asking me what I would do?
In his situation, I'm not asking you what you would do with your body when you die. I'm asking you what you would do if you were this elderly gentleman and you had your wife buried in the front lawn and the city came after you for it. How would you have handled the situation differently?
He's in a really tough position. I think that, you know, he set himself up. He was taking a stand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he took the stand and... really, the foreseeable result occurred.
I think that in addition to having a video camera on hand, I think that what he should have done was sat on the grave.
Just make him move him?
Yeah, make him move him. Make him arrest him. Make him charge him with, you know, some nonsense disobedience crime. The dude's 74 years old. I think it's very powerful when elderly people engage in civil disobedience. Because the cops don't know how to handle that stuff. And inevitably, if you're an elderly person, you do civil disobedience, people are going to feel sorry for you. Whereas if you're 20, they're just going to think you're a punk.
Beat them up.
More coming up. You can take control here. What would you have done differently?
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs. Kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. They've exhumed the body of an elderly gentleman's wife after she had been buried in his front yard since 2009. It was just an absolutely pathetic, horrifying scene on the part of the city or town of Stevenson, Alabama, where men with construction worker types with backhoes came into the yard and they unearthed a concrete mausoleum, or do we figure out what the word was for this thing? Mausoleum,
well,
what's the other word?
Sepulcher.
Concrete.
Yeah, I did look it up at a quick Google search, and a mausoleum is a freestanding structure, uh-huh. So it's more of a building above ground. And a sepulcher, I think, is more sort of a wide open term. It's a burial site, a grave, a tomb.
So sepulcher would be accurate in this.
Yeah, my findings I think are inconclusive.
So the grave was unearthed, and there's an interesting detail to this story. I was doing a little digging during the break there and found an AL.com article, an Alabama-based website, that gives a very interesting detail. I'm going to share that with you in a moment here. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm and take control of the airwaves.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com carries the name brands you want, and they've got them at rock-bottom prices. Every time I've ever gotten anything at manventureoutpost.com, I've always checked just to make sure what the prices are in other places, and I've never been able to find one that's lower. So when you're getting that outdoor equipment, be it a handgun, long gun, ammunition, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, whatever, flashlights, lots of flashlights, manventureoutpost.com is the first place to go. They're family-owned. You're going to get the best prices. Go check for yourself. It's manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so a couple important details coming up about this story. First, we go to the phones and to Rick listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Hey, Rick.
Hi.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. We've had a little battle here in St. George with the code enforcement officers, and I think that may be something that falls right in line with this gravedigger outfit they've got lined up in that small town.
Mm-hmm.
there's an organization here, Cates.org, that goes after the city ordinances and fights with them. They've actually filed a federal lawsuit because of it, trying to stop the enforcement. And so far, it appears they're going to be very successful.
It looks like they're going to be successful?
Yes. You can attack the foundation and the kangaroo courts that are set up.
So what are they overturning? They're targeting zoning ordinances?
Yes.
Are they targeting just specific ordinances, or are they targeting the entirety of the zoning code?
Well, the entirety of the code and, the little people that they've gone after and fined and where their grass being too long and those type of things. They've just found thousands of these old violations that the local officer actually admitted to trespassing on people's property to find these violations. So a local attorney finally put together quite an organization, and you can actually see some of the briefs that he's written on the on his website.
So just to clarify, there is a local attorney who's decided he's going to target the zoning enforcement officers. He's gone after several of their the ordinances that, or the, I guess, the violations that have been written, and those are being challenged in court.
Yes, I mean he's taking that to the federal court, but he's also fighting them through the kangaroo court, and has been successful in showing that they're violating their own. Well, they've come up with rules that they don't actually write down, or, several different violations.
That's very exciting. And what was the website for this organization?
It's Cates, CAITS.org.
I wish him the best. I hope that zoning can be overturned in St. George there. It would be an amazing feat if that actually happened. Will you let us know?
Will do.
Thanks, Rick, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Andy. Andy is in Alabama, actually. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Says here you're originally from the area of Alabama where this man's wife's body has been exhumed after 4 years of it being on the ground in his front lawn.
Yeah, that's right.
So welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. This actually is going to very personally affect me because my parents still live in in Jackson County, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
and we've discussed their burial plans, and they want to be buried on the on our family's farm in Jackson County, and we don't have the same situation. We're out in a rural area with no main street, so I'm sure nobody maybe really cares about this. But
well, yeah, if nobody sees it happen, it probably won't be on the bureaucrat's plate.
Yeah, but this is scary because my family wants to be buried on the farm. I mean, my dad's a carpenter, and he built his own coffin, and I helped him build the coffin. And this is their dying wish, to be buried on our farm.
Hmm.
And I do not want this precedent here to stop me from doing what my parents' final wish is. And this really just makes me angry. And unfortunately, I actually know some of the people involved in this. You know, I've met them in high school or whatever. So definitely a personal story for me.
Yeah, I think it's a tough situation to deal with. I mean, obviously, I've got a piece of land. I'm very attached to that. The bigger the piece of land, I think the more the people become attached to it. You know, they're like, yeah, this is my land, and they want to be buried on it. It's really a common thing to want. In a lot of cases, if it's a country piece of land, no one's going to know. They bring an excavator out there, they dig a hole, they put you in it. You're not going to dig that hole by hand in New Hampshire. Maybe you can do it in Alabama. I'm not sure.
Hey, but probably.
It's an entirely different thing up here with all the rocks. But they put you in the hole, cover it back up, and life's fine. But when it's a smaller plot of land with just like a front yard or whatever, that's going to be a much bigger deal.
Mm. Yeah, there's nothing there. You're not destroying the beauty of the town or causing really anybody any problems to have a headstone on Main Street.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to stop you right there because you've now stumbled onto the most critical detail about this. The AP doesn't have this in their story. The AL.com story has it where... Mm-hmm. So it turns out the construction crew was hired by Davis. So basically he's following the court's order. The court has ordered him to exhume the body, so he hired the construction crew. Now, according to the story, he does not have to remove the headstone. So the ordinances in this case only have to do with where bodies are buried. So even though the article says the city opposed the effort, citing the appearance of a grave in a downtown yard, the effect on property values and neighbor complaints, on the other hand, Davis's gravestone was not part of the removal order, and so Davis is expected to leave it up in his yard. Now, whether the city will come after him later or not for the headstone, sort of interesting that this whole process was, you know, you would have thought about the appearance of the grave being in the front yard, but now the grave won't be there, but the headstone will. So what's the operative difference here? Nothing.
Wow, I don't know. That is stupid. I mean, this county in Alabama is got a lot of corruption in it, and I lived there most of my adult life, and
that
I do understand what's
everywhere.
Going on.
I mean, everybody thinks that their county is the most corrupt in the U.S., but it's a good old boys network anywhere you go, and you can't get away from these people.
Exactly.
They all want to tell you what to do. Thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it. And good luck when this happens for your parents.
I hope not, because my parents are actually elderly now, and this is something I have to really think about. And keep me informed, because I did not hear this on mainstream media.
Well, we'll do. And appreciate your call tonight, Andy. And more coming up. Your call's welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We invite you on over to our website. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing on the air here 7 nights a week, we talk about the ideas of freedom every single night of the week, and we're the only show with this many radio stations, over 100 and... Actually, we just hit 130 stations.
We did.
Yes, we did.
Awesome.
So with 130 stations that talks about liberty, like real freedom, if you like that, then please shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon. There are links to Newegg. You go in, you buy the stuff that that you're looking for, whatever it is that you might be looking for. Sometimes things you didn't even know you were looking for. I just got some heating things that I've never really put any real effort into keeping my hands and feet that warm in New Hampshire, and I hate cold hands and feet. They've got those like chemical packs, and I've never actually opened one because I feel like it's ridiculous to pay a dollar every time you want to keep your hands and feet warm. So
seems wasteful.
I just store them for emergency purposes, right? I figured these would be useful.
Because the power goes out and I die.
Something like that. But then I found there are actually rechargeable, these are relatively new product, rechargeable insoles. So you can take these insoles, put them in your favorite pair of shoes, and they actually have the battery, like, you know, like a lithium ion battery or something in the insole, and it's supposedly going to keep these, keep them warm. So I'm excited about that. I found that on Amazon, and you can find all kinds of cool stuff there. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That is, again, shop.freetalklive.com. And when you enter Amazon through the links you'll find on that site, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So you get the stuff you're looking for at the same great Amazon prices, free Super Saver shipping deals, and everything you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
Oh, so we talked about forcefieldenergy.com on Free Talk Live for a few weeks, a couple of months ago. And on it, I told you that Forcefield was poised to move upward in price. It did. It's from about $5.15 a share to about $5.80 a share, which is a nice jump for a stock, especially.
It hasn't been that long.
It hasn't been long at all, and it's, you know, let me read what's actually written here by WallStreetCheatSheet.com. It says that LED lighting has a tremendous potential for growth, and that's one of the profit centers for ForcefieldEnergy.com, and that ForcefieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says that Forcefield is in the right industry at the right time and that their potential is immense. Now, they're using very strong words for what their thoughts are as far as Forcefield Energy is going to go. And anybody can get this stock. It's available on NASDAQ, and you just type in FNRG. You can get it with any brokerage account that you might have. Of course, you need to do your research. All investments have risk, but I think you'll come to the same conclusion that I've come to, and that FN FNRG is a buy. That's forcefieldenergy.com, FNRG.
All right, so you can bring up whatever's on your mind here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Another quick update for you. Finally, the news has come out about Nadezhda Tolokonikova, who we've been discussing and covering her story for a few years here on Free Talk Live with the band Pussy Riot, Russian kind of punk protest band, was formed years ago and you know, for the purpose, basically, of opposing the status quo there in Russia. And they went, they performed a song a cappella, as I understand it, or at the very least without any kind of amplified instruments, in the main Russian Orthodox Christian church in Moscow.
They basically went in church and yelled.
Pretty much. Yep. They went and they did, you know, they spoke what they wanted to. They spoke truth to, or what they saw as truth to power. It was an anti-Putin message because they felt like Vladimir Putin was very, very tied in with the Church of Russia, and they wanted to make a statement. Now, you can certainly argue that they violated the private property rights of the church in this case. However, most churches that have cathedrals, usually, you can go in there as a member of the public. You know, you want to sit in the pew and reflect or whatever it is that it is, you know, you want to do, go and attend one of their services. I'm sure they didn't break in to get into this church.
How long?
Saying.
Yeah, it wasn't breaking in. How long were they there? I mean, it wasn't more than a
few
minutes.
It wasn't very long.
If you go into most churches in the United States and you yell uncontrollably for 3 minutes or so, you're not going to go to prison for two or three years. I mean, no one was harmed in the making of this music video.
Labor camp.
Yeah.
That's right. Forced labor.
Siberian labor camp.
Admittedly, Russian prisons probably aren't as good as the United States' prisons. I'm just saying that it's not comparable in any way, really.
No doubt about it. And had you gone into a church in the United States and done something like this, whether it's yell or pull your pants down or whatever it is that you would do to protest, you'd be asked to leave. And if you didn't leave, then you'd be told that if you didn't leave, it would be a trespassing charge. And then you might get charged with trespassing. And your first time out, a trespassing charge, you're probably not going to end up doing any time. I mean, if you're not a known criminal, you don't have a criminal record, you're probably not going to have to worry about too much.
Sounds accurate to me.
You damage somebody's property, hopefully you'll have to make that person whole. Nobody alleged they damaged any property during their singing. They just sang their song.
They disturbed people, I'm sure.
Yes. So they sent her and her bandmates to prison. We haven't really been following her bandmates' progress. One of them was released, I think, pending an appeal, if I'm recalling correctly. The other, I don't recall what is her status, but for whatever reason, Nadezhda has been the one that has been garnering the news coverage, partially because I believe she's the one who's spoken out. She's the one who wrote a lengthy letter, which we read the entirety of here on Free Talk Live, describing the absolutely atrocious and inhumane prison conditions that she was subjected to as a prison laborer slave, basically. She was in a work camp where they were being told they had to make police uniforms all day, every day, for something like 16 hours per day, where she ended up getting maybe 4 hours of sleep per night.
Jeez.
And just an absolutely exhausting place to be.
How in the world can you expect anybody to do that for any length of time?
It's just horrifying the way they were treating these women. So she spoke out against this. And she also, you know, revealed that, for instance, the prisoners would be utilized by the guards and by the prison warden to exact punishments on one another. So rather than having the guards do the dirty work against an uppity prisoner, they would have the other prisoners do it. So therefore, it just, you know, wasn't necessarily traceable to the administrators. Just an absolutely terrible time. And because she spoke out about this, they disappeared her about almost a month ago. It was the 21st of October where she began to be transferred out of the jail that she was in now, the prison. Now, Johnny Ray, you mentioned Siberia. She was not, in point of fact, in Siberia initially. She was in a different jail in a, I guess, less remote portion of Russia. But now she's in Siberia. She had disappeared for several weeks where they were saying she was being transferred. They wouldn't say to where she was being transferred. And her poor husband, Pyotr Vereslov, has been very upset trying to find her as well as the rest of her family. Finally, after, according to thedailybeast.com, more than 3 weeks of looking for her and the rumors she'd been killed, Pyotr, her husband, finally found his wife at a Siberian hospital. Vereslov, a radical Russian artist and husband of the Pussy Riot activist Nadezhda Tolokonikova, received a phone call yesterday morning from an acquaintance saying, "Your wife is at the TB clinic in Krasnoyarsk," he was told. After 21 days during which Tolokonikova was missing in the Russian prison system, somewhere between the Mordova region and Siberia, the news was a big joy. Besides, Vereslov did not feel particularly alarmed, as tuberculosis hospital number one, despite its name, treats a wide range of diseases. Hospital authorities allowed Vereslov to speak to his wife on the phone yesterday, and today he was invited to come to the hospital, though he would only be permitted to speak to his wife by video link-up. The happy news reached him in the depth of the taiga, 300 kilometers away from Krasnoyarsk, where he waited for his wife's arrival at a different prison, the IK-50 women's prison. Earlier on Friday, Vereslov arrived at the hospital to speak with his wife, whom he gently calls Nadia. He said it was strange to be so close with Nadia in two different buildings of the same hospital, but to see each other on video. He was not able to record the video conversation, as the convoy setting up video cameras was in the same room with him. He did say that she seemed to be feeling well, and she looked so beautiful in her new dark blue and white checkered prison pajamas.
Checkers.
Anyway, so looks like she is alive and in the hospital. What for? We don't have that detail at this time, but at least she's not missing. At least she hasn't been disappeared. Was a scary 3 weeks, I'm sure, for him and the family. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We know she is still in the process of an appeal, so how that will end up panning out for her is another question. I don't imagine it will be very successful. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. What is Generation Wait? We'll find out coming up.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.